Sarah Scarborough, who was also a close friend of one of the McDonald daughters, said she complained to others about Maureen's erratic behavior. She said although the McDonalds did not appear to have a broken marriage, she thought ex-Star Scientific CEO Johnny Williams' gifts to and interactions with Maureen were inappropriate. She also testified that she thought then-Governor McDonald was in denial about Maureen's mental capacity. Scarborough said Maureen would use the governor's name to get things done without his consent, even distributing samples of Williams' product on behalf of the governor when the orders came from Mrs. McDonald. Scarborough also agreed that the mansion held events to promote other businesses, such as Sabra Hummus Company. Several doctors who were invited to the mansion for a lunch about the product also testified. One, Dr. Frank Krantz, said he was flown in by Williams, who appeared to have a familial relationship with the McDonald's. Krantz said when a dinner afterwards lasted longer than expected, he accepted the governor's invitation to stay at the mansion overnight. At the federal courthouse in Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.